perspectives on the use of technology to enhance education. And what we'd like to do now is have some presentations from within our own faculty, and we'll invite someone from each campus to come up and talk about what they are doing. So we give us a sense of we're not totally not in this area of activity, and we're doing some things. And first of all, we'll have Doug Beck, who's a full professor in the Department of Physics at the Urbana campus. He joined the faculty in 1989. And where is Doug? Here he is over here, so we can introduce him. Doug is responsible for the introductory physics course for over 1,000 students. And if you did your homework, and some of you I know did because you spoke to me about it, you know that Doug will provide a demonstration of a classroom exercise today. And some of the, perhaps our new trustee will have another opportunity to respond. Dr. Terry Weaver is the Dean of the College of Nursing here on the Chicago campus, a professor of behavioral science here since 2010. And she will talk to us about how an online degree program in nursing was created and compare it to the traditional nursing program at UIC. And then finally, from the Springfield campus, Ray Schroeder, an Associate Vice Chancellor for Online Learning at the University of Illinois Springfield. He's also a Professor Emeritus of Communication, Founding Director of Online Learning Research and Service at UIS. And he will give some general comments about online learning and how technologies are providing access and making education more affordable. He'll also cover student learning outcomes and assessment of MOOCs and studies that he is doing, which are grant funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So, Dr. Beck, we're ready for the exam. Platform is yours.
Thank you, Bob, and it's a pleasure to be here. So let's, the purpose of this is to actually participate a little bit, to do rather than to just watch. I was asked to lead a sort of a real classroom setting, and for that you've done some homework online ahead of time. And so the first thing we're going to do is turn our clickers on. You want to get your clicker out. Yours is white. And so this is a thing that we do in class. This sits up on the screen as the students are coming in. And this is taken from the back page of the New Yorker, as you probably recognize, some of you anyway. And so we want you to vote on your favorite caption, and I will give you a minute or so to have a look here and vote, and then we'll see what the wisdom is of the crowd. We're crowdsourcing the answer here, and we'll compare that with what the New Yorker readers say. So you can talk to your friends if you want. You can see the number of votes coming in there. It's up to 33. Maybe some of you near the front can see that. This also helps me to find out how many students are in class in a given, on a given day, and for the subsequent clicker questions.
Does the power button, does the power light have to be on?
Yeah, so the power light. So I was planning to make an example of Chairman Kennedy,
it's
but he's already done
questions
it.
Like that got me where I am.
And you should see a green light flash when you vote. You can vote as many times as you want. It only takes the last one. So it's Chicago. Yeah, that's right. That was him, not me. I didn't say that. All right. So let's see what you said. So 31%, I guess, said, well, I have to go. My ride is here. And 27%, are there two guys with a couch following me, or am I imagining it? Let's see what the New Yorker readers said. Come on. Nope. Let's try this. There we go. All right. So you would think maybe that students are not interested in this, but we get a lot of hooting and hollering when the New Yorker readers choose something other than what they like.